How does Christianity and science intersect with particularly all the new findings that are coming out all the time?
Yeah, this is a good question, man. Lots of people are under the impression, the false impression, that Christianity and science are at war with each other. Like, they're at odds. And what I usually do is take people back to the kind of history of science. Mm-hmm. Now, look, I grew up in the area and I went to a public school. No one ever told me that all these scientists who have units named after them, they were like believers in God. Okay. So, or Christians, many of them. So Francis Bacon, considered the father of modern science, was a Christian. Johannes Kepler, brilliant scientist who discovered the laws of planetary motion, a Christian. Galileo, he was the guy that convinced the world that the Earth orbits the sun. Okay. He was a Christian. Robert Boyle, Gregor Mendel. I mean, just go on the list. Louis Pasteur, these guys were all Christians. Now think about the claim that faith in God or Christianity is at war with science. Well, that was news to these guys. I mean, virtually all these, the founders of all the disciplines of modern science were Bible-believing Christians.
You would have thought they might have rejected their faith after discovering this.
Of course, of course. I mean, you consult some of the new atheist types. I read an article a few years back by an atheist named Lawrence Krauss. He's a theoretical physicist, okay, and an atheist. The title of the article he wrote is All Scientists Should Be Militant Atheists. And what he does is he tries to make the claim that science is an atheistic enterprise. That's what he says. But that's, I mean, it's just demonstrably false. All these brilliant scientists saw no incompatibility between their faith and the science that they were pioneering. Okay. Now, some might say, oh, of course they were all Christians. Everybody was a Christian back then. But it's just, here's the thing. It's not a coincidence that these Christians discovered and pioneered modern science. It's that their Christian faith provided the foundation. So for example, let's look at three things. First, they believed an orderly creation comes from an orderly creator, right? The reason you can go out and study and do science is because there's regular, predictable laws out there. And the reason there's predictable laws is because there's a law giver. In fact, here's how C.S. Lewis puts it. He says, men became scientific because they expected law in nature, and they expected law in nature because they believed in a law giver. So the physical laws that are out there, they come from the physical law giver. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is, you have this idea that smart people with rational minds can actually study the heavens, the universe. And the reason they have that rational mind is because they were created by a rational God. Okay. So Kepler, for example, brilliant scientist, he said, I'm thinking God's thoughts after him. When I do science, I'm thinking God's thoughts after him.
Wow.
Okay. And then the final thing is, they thought their doing their science was an act of worship.
Hmm.
So the reason they're doing science is motivated by the fact that they thought they were worshiping God. So here's what Kepler said. I had the intention of becoming a theologian, but now I see that God, by my endeavors, is glorified in astronomy. Hmm. So by studying astronomy, he was glorifying God. Copernicus, famous scientist, he says, to know the mighty works of God must be a pleasing and acceptable mode of worship to the Most High. So here's the thing. Christianity is not a science stopper. It was the modern science starter. So there is no war here. There is no war between faith in God, Christianity, and modern science.